I guess two big reports in the last 2 days. Yesterday, Stats Canada and their stocks position. Today, the USDA, their supply-demand report. Any surprises within either of these, Darryl?
I think probably more of the surprise might have been on the Canadian side than on the USDA report. You know, very large drops in stocks in the Canadian market here, probably a bit more than the trade expected. On the U.S. side, I don't think there was a whole lot of surprises here. Trade was looking for a further tightening in the wheat stock situation, both in the United States and on the world stage, and we saw that in today's report.
Yeah, do those both of these reports kind of underline what's been happening in the market, particularly the wheat market these days, Darryl?
Much so. I mean, there's been stress on production on wheat all around the world, and the demand has been very robust, too. We've had excess demand over and above supply levels here, so stocks continue to tighten, and that's got the attention of the trade, and as a result, we've got historically high wheat prices.
The U.S. wheat stocks position, I mean, it just continues to get dwindled down. They're making export sales. Does this give us a firm tone to this market that, you know, even if we do get a sell-off, we're not going to see it go too far here, Darryl?
Well, I think in the short run, until we actually get a price level that starts to ration demand, you know, the U.S. numbers certainly support the bull market here right now. Also, their currency is dropping into new lows, which helps the importers, makes it somewhat cheaper as wheat prices rocket up in the United States, so the declining U.S. dollar helps to soften that to some extent. So the trend is ongoing here. You know, I'm not sure what will actually trigger a reversal in this rate, but I think it could probably be a policy announcement, particularly maybe with the CRP program that might be the catalyst that would ration the demand and cause the market to finally find a level where it's exhausted itself.
Let's explain that a little bit further. That's a conservation reserve program in the United States, Darryl?
Well, the trade is looking for some potential for that reserve to be opened up with the tight stocks positions. Initially, the thoughts were that there would be pressure on to open up the reserve to bring on more corn acreage for next year. But now, as a result of the rationing that's going on in the wheat market, the Secretary of Agriculture yesterday indicated that they're possibly looking at opening up that reserve program for wheat plantings.
So meaning more acres could be seeded to wheat next year?
When the program was initially instituted some years ago, there was about 8.7 million acres of CRP that were originally classified as wheat base acres. So if these acres were to be opened up, that would contribute a substantial amount of wheat into the U.S. Production equation for next year.
So we should be watching closely this policy directive because that could be a trigger for the market then?
Yes, I would say so, Ray. I mean, exports in the United States have been running way above a year ago levels here, and you know, this would be a countering influence in the marketplace should they decide to open up that kind of base and project a more normal type yield for next year.
So as you kind of watch this whole wheat market situation, Darryl, are you expecting it to top out anytime soon then?
Well, we never know exactly that day, Ray, but I will give you an indication, and, you know, this comes from historical ends to most bull markets, doesn't seem to matter what the commodity is that you will eventually find a price rationing number. Typically, that will happen on a day when the market trades the limit up or limit bid and then settles on the day limit down with a large number of sell orders in the daily trading pool. So that's what we're going to have to look for here. At the exact level, no one knows that, but we'll look for that kind of a trading pattern, and when it happens, expect we'll be back on the air together.
So just watch closely. Do you have a feeling we're near the top, though, Darryl?
We were now into historical all-time highs here. Very unusual to have this happening at harvest time. We do see signs now, you know, of bullish fever really taking over here. You know, all of the trade is leaning in that direction. So that becomes an early warning shot here that, yes, we could be getting near to the end of this.
Darryl, also just want to ask you about the soybean number that came out in this USDA supply-demand report. I mean, putting production at 2.6 billion bushels, which is down a bit slightly from their August projection, but it's down 18% from last year's record high. Is this good news for our oilseed market up here?
Well, the information or research that I receive on a daily basis here projects that we are actually going to be in quite a tight situation for oilseed supplies for next year to the next crop year. A lot of that is predicated upon acreage continuing to skew towards corn. So that, I think, is the big issue here, is how many acres do we move into corn next year? What's the ethanol demand and energy price levels going to look like next year if we have a back off in that equation? In other words, energy prices come off for some reason, ethanol demand is lowered, then possibly here we'd be taking a look at a situation where maybe the soybean market here is discounting fully next year's price levels.
Does the soybean market have to start to ramp up to buy acres then, Daryl?
Well, that's what's been going on, Ray, and I think, you know, that's an ongoing issue here right now, but we've seen that the corn market has been quite flat here now for some time. It hasn't moved up with beans and wheat, so I think at some point here the bean prices will reflect the price level required to attract the acres for next year, and we should be getting close to that level as we speak right now.
So, Daryl, for our growers up here, with canola, taking canola off probably as we speak here, is there a strategy? Should we be watching this market to maybe holding at this point?
The only hole that I see here, Ray, and doing some checking on basis levels, and that's a pretty good indication as to where product should be moving, you know, at basis levels that are in narrower values in specific months. But the basis seems to be fairly flat going forward from fall through into the early winter. There's quite a nice carrying charge built into the market now going into winter. So it would seem as though maybe some sales positioned into the early part of the new year against the March contract, pick up the carrying charge, would maybe be something to look at. If you want any further information, contact Daryl at 1-800-795-24 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminute.